Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Man, Charlie, you went out with Whitney and now you've been ghosted and we're sorry to hear that. Good morning.
Hey, dude.
Hey, good morning. And yes, that's what happened.
So give us a backstory here and then we will see if we can try to get you some answers. How'd you guys meet?
Actually, we met on the apps. And from there, like, we developed a pretty strong relationship, I'd say, online before we even got together in person, which was pretty cool. We had some scheduling conflicts at first, so we ended up talking on the phone, texting for, like, weeks. That happened before we were able to meet up in person. So, again, we had built this just, like, amazing connection. And, like, you know, she went on a trip, and we were talking the whole time, and then I had a work trip, and we kept the communication.
So you guys had not gone out. You were just texting and talking on the phone, and then she went away on a trip, and then you guys were still talking. You went away on a trip, and you were still talking, but you had, at this point, had not met yet.
Had not met in person, no.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so I finally get back from this work trip, and I ask her on a real date, and we meet in person. Let me just tell you, the connection was awesome. Like, she was just so personable. Very talkative, and there wasn't even like one single awkward silence at all.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like she brought out the best in me, and I kind of got the feeling that I was doing the same for her, and now it just sucks because I haven't heard from her, and that's not what usually happens to me on these dating apps.
Okay. Well, we're sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can figure it out. Hopefully she'll be honest with us. Let's call Whitney right now, okay?
Great. Sounds all good. Right.
Hang on.
Hello?
Whitney, good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We're calling with Mix 94.7 radio station. We're doing a segment on our show called Waiting by the Phone. I want to let you know everything. Listen, we're not on anybody's side. We're not trying to make you look bad or anything. Mm-hmm. We're actually just trying to have a conversation. Charlie contacted us because he said that you guys have been chatting for a while and went out on a good date. And now he feels like he's being ghosted and he doesn't know why. So we're like, well, let's just call her and see if we can talk to her and get to the bottom of it. So good morning, and I hope you're willing to talk to us. Did he do something that kind of turned you off?
It's wild to me that he's doing this because I don't know how he could have said that our date went well.
Yeah, he did say that it went well. What happened that you didn't think it went well?
Oh, man. We've been talking for a while, but it was really, I feel like there was a big build up to meeting in person because you can talk to someone over text and stuff, but it's not the same as, you know, meeting someone face to face to really see what they're like. Everything was great over the phone and everything, but when we met in person, it just was a complete letdown.
Why?
Unfortunately.
Can you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah. I don't think I can possibly overstate how awkward this date was, because he was mute. I don't think there's a better way to say it, because he was completely silent. Like, not just a quiet guy. That would have been totally fine, but it was so weird.
This is really awkward, because we just had a conversation with him and he seemed very talkative.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think maybe he was just nervous being around you or something?
He didn't really seem nervous at all, actually. I'm not exaggerating. He maybe said 10 words over the entire night. And anything he said, I had to drag it out of him. I couldn't imagine trying to talk with someone like that forever. It would be exhausting, I think.
This is weird because, like I said, the communication we've had with Charlie, it's been... what, Audrey?
I think this is what happens when you build a relationship too heavily on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You get nervous and you start to think someone is something that they're not. And then you meet them in person and it's a whole other vibe, maybe. Mm. I don't know.
Charlie, good morning. Welcome back.
Yeah.
You heard what Whitney said. Is that fair? Were you nervous? Are you not talkative in person? What's the deal?
Okay. I mean, yeah, I'm just really not a talkative guy in person. That's just not really how I am. I was also like listening to the interesting things that you were saying. And maybe I was just a little nervous. But again, you held the conversation. So I thought, you know, I let you talk. And it felt like we just balanced each other out. You know, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with you being the one who talks, you know? But if you're looking for that center of attention guy or the life of the party, yeah, I'm not that guy. That's not me.
I don't think I need someone who's the center of attention. I'm fine with quiet people, but, I mean, this is more than we ever talked on the date at all.
This is the longest conversation we've ever had.
Oh, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing at what y'all said.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, Whitney, you're telling us that there's no moving forward with this. We're just going to say our goodbyes right now.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Like I said, I'm really big on meeting in person, what the vibes are like, you know, face-to-face, and I think this isn't it.
Okay.
There's a safety with the phone.
There is a safety with the phone. We worked it out. It's all good. At least, you know, it has nothing to do with you as a person. It's just you're kind of a quiet guy in person. Fair enough, Charlie. Whitney, thank you so much. We wish you both good luck. Just obviously, this is not going to work out.
Yeah. Charlie, I'm sorry.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.